All right, guys. So we are live today. Really quick, we're here with Chris Brown. Chris is a very good personal friend of mine. He's the CEO of TaxHive. You know, one of the coolest guys I know. And so he's going to be speaking at our arena boot camp on Saturday. We're there, very thankful for that. But as you can see, Chris is involved with TaxHive. If you're a client of mine, a follower of mine, you're very familiar with TaxHive. But I wanted to bring him on today for a few minutes just to kind of talk business, talk a little bit about the event, give you guys a sneak peek about who Chris is, and kind of give him an introduction here. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great, man. Summer's here and life is good. It's great.
That's awesome. Well, we've got the event coming up, and what I wanted to do today was kind of give people, you know, a look at who is Chris, maybe a little bit about who you are, some of what you've done in business and some of your backstory. And I don't want to give it all away today, but I want to give people enough information where they kind of know what to expect on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think, you know, to maybe give you the 30-second spill, as you can see, I'm CEO of TaxHive. Founded this with Kevin O'Leary as a partner. We'll probably talk a little bit about that experience on Saturday, working with Kevin, pitching Kevin, what that was like. And certainly we'll share with you how to get in touch with us to help with your tax situation to keep more money in your business. But I think what I'm hoping to chat through Saturday with Jerry's permission is more of what my historical background's been. I've grown up managing sales organizations and building sales organizations. And I at one point had over 250 sales reps that I managed. I feel like I earned, wow. I should have earned a psychology degree along with that one as I managed that many team members. And I want to talk about how we took that and how we scaled to over $100 million a year in sales and the processes, the systems, the thought process, just the things that we had to have in place in order to scale and manage and recruit in that kind of way. I certainly love helping small businesses with taxes, but for 20 years, sales and marketing has been in my DNA. And, you know, I started early and had a huge growth, you know, over a number of years. And I want to just kind of share that journey and share some of the mistakes that we made candidly that were painful that hopefully I can help everybody avoid, but also some of the things that we did that were really good that allowed us to grow and kind of keep a hold of things and not let things spin out of control on us.
That's awesome, Chris. I love that. Now, you have a great organization now in Utah with TaxHive, you know, with Hive Law as well. And that's one of the things that I've admired from the get-go is how well you guys have put things together. You've got a mix of what I would say is like good old fashioned fundamentals with business, but you guys are also very good at integrating in technology, automations, and things that streamline. Could you talk about where did you pick that up? Because I see companies that usually are one or the other. I don't often see a CEO that really understands how to integrate both.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could take the credit for it, but I think the reality is I've been super blessed in my track record in my history to have an incredible team around me. And we took a big chunk of our previous team and came over to TaxHive together. And we've done a good job at understanding kind of who fits what niche. Now, certainly as a CEO, I've got to have kind of the big vision and buy in on all of it, but I've got to be willing to put the right people in the right place on the bus so that we can succeed and run together. And not only that, but create an environment where everybody feels like they can speak up, they can share their thoughts, that it is a safe space as an executive management team. And we've done a really good job building a collaborative group where number one, we have people with different backgrounds, different skill sets, but we've created an organization where everybody can contribute in meaningful ways, and it's a safe place to do so. And I think that's what's allowed us to do what we've done is just terrific talent around me, coupled with just creating the environment that we've created.
That's awesome. What would you say, you know, and not just in TaxHive and Hive Law, could be any of your ventures you've done. What would you say is the accomplishment as a as a business owner, as an executive, that you're the most proud of personally, the thing you look at and you're like, that's my favorite thing I've done yet?
You know, this might sound cliche to people, but it's the relationships that I've built. You know, when I had 250 sales team members working for me, a huge chunk of that group has followed me and done different things with me. And, you know, I think viewing people as people and being able to establish relationships, those relationships have paid off again and again and again and again. And, you know, I think the thing that I'm most proud of is, as much as my businesses need to make money because they do to survive, that we haven't lost sight of the people that make that happen. And even when we were a huge organization, the kind of relationship that I felt from the top down was one that I was super proud of. And the environment, the atmosphere that we've created, again, it just continues to pay dividends. Even now, I can call in favors. People are happy to come back and work for us that have moved on and done different things. And that's hard to do when you're in a business doing $100 million a year. It's hard for people to not just feel like they're a number. And you know, we had very little attrition. If we had somebody come in and they got through their first year and understood what we were doing and were able to succeed, we rarely lost anybody. And I think, again, that led to our success, but it speaks to the environment and the culture that we created. And having an organization as big as we have and having that kind of culture is really hard. So, you know, I could talk numbers and profit and amount of clients we've sold. But really, I think the reason we were able to accomplish that was because of the underpinnings we had with our team.
I think that's I've seen that in your office. You guys have an amazing culture, environment. You know, people are excited to be there. Could you talk really quickly about, you know, you've been, you know, a CEO, a business owner. You've also had people who work for you that are very successful. And there's always this, you know, be an entrepreneur, don't be an employee. It's kind of a mindset out there. Could you talk just candidly for a minute about that? Because you have employees who are very successful. You're an entrepreneur yourself. Where do you see the differences and what should someone be thinking with as far as, do I want to be, you know, an employee that's in a very successful company that's going to be given a role where I can really grow versus doing my own thing and trying to build that wheel myself?
Well, listen, I was vice president of a big sales organization for a long time. And I thought I understood what it meant to be an entrepreneur. You know, because I felt a lot of ownership in what I ran and what I had. And in a lot of ways, I acted like an owner of a company. But it wasn't until I actually owned a company that I realized the stark differences. And I think number one is ownership. And we can say that we own things. And great employees do take ownership in what they do. But as an entrepreneur, you have to take ownership in everything. As an entrepreneur, it doesn't stop. You know, I talk about this a lot with Kevin, and entrepreneurship's not for the faint-hearted. Now, there's some benefits that come from it too, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't stop. There is no break, and you've got to be prepared for that, and you've got to embrace it. And I think the big thing about being an entrepreneur to me is you've got to learn to enjoy the journey. You're not trading your time for dollars. You're not doing that. You've got to learn to enjoy the journey because you are going to have ups and downs. You're going to have good months, bad months, good years, bad years. And you've got to learn to just enjoy the process and thrive in the process of creating. And if you don't enjoy that process of creating with its accompanied ups and downs, then entrepreneurship may not be for you. But if you can learn to just enjoy the process and the ride, and Jerry, I mean, I know you've done this so well. You've reset your business multiple times, right? And sometimes in order to grow and be better for our clients, we have to take some steps back that are hard. And if you can learn to enjoy that and embrace that as a business owner, then I think you're going to succeed. But if you don't enjoy that process and you're more concerned about the destination, oftentimes that destination is fleeting and it's hard to continue to have the enthusiasm you need to succeed.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Well, guys, I don't want to give away everything today. So you guys, if you want to see more of Chris, tune in on Saturday. If you're watching online, I posted Chris's link for the tickets. You can grab one for the bootcamp, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon. Chris, before we sign out today, any last things you want to go over with people today?
I would just say come Saturday ready to learn. I feel like I'm the low man on the totem pole. You've got a remarkable lineup of people coming, and it's very content driven, right? People are going to come away with actionable things to do and to implement. And I would just say come Saturday ready to learn. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you and just sharing my life experience. Hopefully it impacts some of you. And just come ready to learn Saturday. Jerry, what Jerry you've put together is a terrific event. It's going to be an amazing day, and just looking forward to being part of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. So guys, check out the bootcamp. It's going to be this Saturday, June 3rd, 1 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I will tell you, Chris is the double-edged sword in the lineup. He's going to be able to give you business advice and success advice, and he knows how to lower your taxes. Not many of the speakers can say that. So I'm excited to hear from Chris on those points. Chris, thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah, it was great, Jerry. We'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, talk to you Saturday. Bye.